Do you know the history of the National Scenic Trail System? Do you know there's even a North Country Trail Association headquartered right in our own backyard? That's why we open the microphone and bring on the messengers to brag about what is in our own backyard and through our land. Let's talk about this North Country Trail Association with those involved. Executive Director Andrea Ketchmark. Ms. Ketchmark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Nancy Brozek, Development and Communication Director. Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Which, have you hiked in the last week?
I have.
Okay, Nancy?
Twice. Yes.
Okay.
Last Friday.
Yep. I've got to keep you accountable. I even snuck out on a trail. We'll talk about that. Congratulations, lady. Why do I say, Andrea, that you're in our own backyard?
Our headquarters for the North Country Trail Association, which manages the North Country National Scenic Trail, is in Lowell, Michigan. And we actually have more miles of this National Scenic Trail in Michigan than any other state, even though we cross 8 states.
Are these, and I know we'll get into it, these are trails that are ready for us to hike. We're not just walking in the woods and making our own trail, right?
Nope. This is a National Scenic Trail, a hiking trail that is ready for you to get out there.
What is the history of the National Scenic Trail System?
So the system was started in 1968 when the first two trails, the Pacific Crest Trail and the Appalachian Trail, were designated. And in years beyond that, many different trails have gone up for study, and the ones that prove worthy are designated by Congress. So in 1980, they designated the North Country National Scenic Trail.
Great. And I understand there are 11 today, 11 national scenic trails. That's kind of cool.
Correct.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Right. So let's zone in on the North Country Trail. What is this?
This is a trail that is really meant to highlight the natural, scenic, but also the cultural and historical aspects of the northern United States. So it goes from Vermont, where we actually meet up with the Appalachian Trail, and heads into New York, goes through the Adirondacks, through the Finger Lakes region, western Pennsylvania, all around Ohio, where we actually share some trail with the Buckeye Trail, up through Michigan, up over the UP, Wisconsin, Minnesota, up through the North Shore of Minnesota, which is one of our most beautiful spots, and then through North Dakota into central North Dakota, where we stop.
How much of the trail is developed today?
3,200 miles is Whoa. Currently on the ground. Will likely be about 5,000 miles long when we are complete. So we're doing a lot of work to try to fill in those gaps and put more trail on the ground.
And how do I find my way on a trail?
With the North Country Trail, we have a few different ways to find your way. We are marked by 2x6-inch blue blazes. These are the paint markers that you see on the tree. They'll let you know that you're on a trail and you're going in the right direction. And then we also have this North Country Trail marker, which is a little insignia. It looks like a little rounded triangle that has a star in the middle and says North Country Trail, and that's how you know you're on it. Most of our trailheads also have maps. And on our website, you can find great maps that are downloadable as long as data that you can put on your GPS unit.
And the National Park Service is involved as well, right?
They are. For all of our National Scenic Trails, they have an official federal administrator. So for us, it's the National Park Service. But they only have 2 staff, and it's the North Country Trail Association that does all the rest of the work.
Yeah, right here in Lowell. So let's move into more of the work of what is happening here in Lowell. The North Country Trail Association. Bring me here.
So the North Country Trail Association is a nonprofit organization, and really we're volunteer mobilizers. Mm-hmm. We have chapters throughout the trail, and those chapters are responsible for building and maintaining the trail. So when you go out and you're following those blue blazes and you're hiking along that trail and you're saying, hey, this is a pretty clean path, somebody's removed all of the logs and the damage from that windstorm.
Would that have been Andrea?
Well, she might have been out there.
Yeah,
I have definitely been out there helping as well. But it's a group of volunteers in those communities who are members of the association, and our association has 28 chapters across the trail and a very active association here in West Michigan.
What's your staff size here in Lowell?
Well, our staff size throughout the trail is 12.
Wow!
So we—that's a pretty heavy accomplishment to build and maintain 46, nearly 5,000 miles with a wonderful staff of 12.
What's the the bigger picture. Your association here to change that by increasing awareness and protection, bigger and better trail systems in general?
Well, I think our job as the association is really to help people understand the importance of the trail system in the United States.
And the existence of
the trails and what they bring to it. And the fact that some trails, no two trails are alike, right? So when you're looking at the North Country Trail, you're going through some urban environment. You're going through some rural environment. You're going through hills. You're going through valleys. You're hiking along lakes. And you know, and when you're in North Dakota, you're walking through a prairie. So it's just really exciting. And it's exciting and our awareness to bring an understanding that many of these trails are interconnected. So you don't have to travel east or west to the Pacific Crest to walk on a National Scenic Trail. You can just go outside, pick up a trailhead in Ada or in White Cloud, and you're going to find your way on the Blue Blaze.
So if we go back to that question of more of the provisions by your NCTA, there are actually chapters that are formed, right?
We do. We have 28 chapters along the whole length of the trail. And as Nancy mentioned, a really active one here in West Michigan, our Western Michigan chapter. 12 of those chapters are in Michigan. So those are the folks that are really out building and maintaining the trail. And our whole organization provides resources to them, like tools, grant funding for the actual projects, and really support of their work, helping them build relationships with all of our land managers and with our private landowners. You know, we have a lot of trail that's on things like the Manistee National Forest or the Lowell State Game Area, but we also work with hundreds of landowners, private landowners that choose to host the trail.
What kind of training do you provide?
We provide everything from chainsaw training for our volunteers to be able to clear those big trees from the trail when they fall down, crew leader training for how to effectively lead other volunteers on trail projects, trail adopter training, which is, you know, when you as an individual, a volunteer, want to take on, you know, I'm going to maintain this 2 mile section of trail, we give those adopters training. We give grant writing training and promotional training and just a whole host of skills that, you know, these volunteers need. They're effectively operating their own little organizations, even though we are all one nonprofit organization across the whole length of the trail. You know, they're doing an incredible job to take on their part of our mission locally.
Wow. You mentioned maps are available for downloading purposes, and then just the whole connection part of this.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most wonderful things about the association. You can come from you can come from all walks of life, but when you're on the trail, all of the worries that you had, you know, from your day to day, all of the stress that you had, whatever separates you, you're all united when you're on the trail. So the trail connects people, not just in those chapters, but we're connecting hikers. We're connecting people who want to get active. We're connecting people of various levels of activity. One of my favorite stories that I've heard in my time with the association is a young woman who actually was not in shape and very unhealthy. And she had tried going to gyms and she had tried going to other groups and she felt like an outcast. And she joined up on one of our chapter's monthly hikes and she contacted them afterwards saying she has never felt so welcomed and so never believed in herself so much that she could accomplish something, because that chapter and during that chapter hike was there to help her be successful and to show her the path. I've got to throw puns in whenever I can, but it's so empowering when you can accomplish something as wonderful as walking your first mile or walking your first 20 miles or walking through a state or walking through 8 states. I mean, that trail is there for you to believe in yourself and to accomplish great things.
Talking NCTA, this North Country Trail Association, with those involved in leadership, Andrea Ketchmark and Nancy Brozek. A couple minutes left. I want to get more into programs. What do you have for next gen?
Well, our Next Gen program is a pretty exciting program to help bring young people to the trail, but not just in a hiking capacity, but in leadership capacity to help. Our association will be 40 in 21. The trail itself is 40 this year in 2020. So we've got volunteers that have been with us all 40 years. We've got volunteers that have been with us for the last 10, 5 years, 20 years. We need to foster relationships with the future generation. We need to make sure that that trail is built, protected, and maintained into the future for my grandchildren and for their grandchildren. This is an important national treasure that we can't let go. So Next Gen is bringing that new leadership in. But another program I want to talk to you about before our time runs out.
Yes, yes.
This is exciting. You want a challenge this year. We're still within. I know you said you were going to stop saying Happy New Year on Sunday, but I'm going to say Happy New Year on January. Of course, I listen to you, friend. On January 10th, I am going to challenge your listeners.
That's today.
That's today. That's why I'm here, to challenge your listeners to hike 100 miles on the North Country Trail in 2020. Okay. It's called Hike 100. You can find it on our website, northcountrytrail.org. You can find it on our website, and the challenge is just to get on the trail. If you live near the trail and you want to walk the same stretch of the trail every day until you hit 100 miles,
oh, really?
Great, do it. If
is that allowed, Andrea?
It is allowed.
Okay.
It is allowed.
I happen to work near the trail.
Oh.
I'm going to get some of my miles during lunch hour walking back and forth on times when I can't get out and explore the trail and its beauty and throughout the state or throughout our nation. Hike 100, register. We provide you with training materials. We provide you with resources. We provide you with support, monthly contests to win amazing things. And particularly for your racing fans out there, you know how important a medal is?
I was going to say, is there a medal at the end?
Well, there's better than a medal because you can showcase this 24/7. We have a completion certificate and a patch. This is the fifth year of Hike 100, so I would love to see how many people have been hiking it all 5 years. I would like to see new people come to the trail because of this. I would like to see everyone explore those blue blazes and find their way this year in 2020 through Hike 100.
I've set the bar high. Woo-hoo! And
doable. I'm doing it.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
all right.
I am.
Andrea Ketchmark, Executive Director, Nancy Brozek, Development and Communications Director with our North Country Trail Association. Your final word?
Get involved. Join us for Hike 100, as Nancy said. But also, if you can't get out there, you can always donate. You can always volunteer your time. We're here for you.
All four seasons. Get out there and breathe in. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Hike soon.